Welcome to our podcast. We're going behind the iconic blue signs of North Mississippi Health Services to connect you with important resources, hot topics, and information offered by our very own experts. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to check out Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Castos for more episodes.
All right, thanks for joining us today. My name is Phil Alexander. I'm the Chief Information Security Officer here at North Mississippi Health Services, and another episode of our podcast. Exciting that we're able to do this. I want to try to get more and more of these on the books and get more and more different variety of topics. And so today I want to talk about five things that you should do, not that you just could do, but you should do today, that you should do today to secure your digital self. And I'll try to make this kind of a short one because these are actionable items you can run out, go do, and really for a little, almost next to nothing. And so we'll jump right in. That's first and most important thing is really educating yourself. It doesn't take a lot of money or time to educate yourself about cybersecurity. And a lot of people think that's a career, it's a job field, or it's for business, for companies. But everything we do today is connected. We've connected everything. We're connecting our computers, obviously, to the internet. Our phones are now connected, which didn't happen before. We're connecting our refrigerators, our washers and dryers. Man, we're connecting everything, right? Our tennis shoes, apps, our phones, I mean, our watches. Everything's connected. We're a globally connected universe. And so we need to really understand how our personal information, our personal devices are being connected and being protected. So educate yourself. Don't think it won't happen to me. 1 in 10 children have their identity stolen before they're 18. And if you don't think I can take a child's identity and buy a house or buy a car, you're crazy. I can do a lot with a child's identity. And so don't think it's not going to happen to you. Learn about phishing and how you need to spot it. In fact, I would say go to, there's a couple of resources you can go to look for these phishing emails, P-H-I-S-H. These are those fake emails that come in. They may seem real to you. They make them look real. Hey, you had a UPS package we couldn't deliver. Click here to find out why. Or, you know, you owe taxes to the IRS and we're going to come get you or whatever. You really need to understand phishing and the ramifications of what that means or how to spot them. So you can go to our website, cybersecurity.nmhs.net. We've got all kinds of free resources, educational stuff around phishing. But there's also another website that's really, really good. It's called staysafeonline.org and got a lot of resources there for protecting you and your family. Some small, short videos, 2 and 3 minute videos around cybersecurity, how to protect your cell phone, how to protect your children online, all kinds of great resources. So check both of those out. cybersecurity.nmhs.net or staysafeonline.org. So educating yourself is the number one thing. Number two, keep your computer and software up to date. Some of the most important things you can do is keeping your software up to date in your computer. And you may say, well, Lord, I'm not an IT nerd. I'm not a geek. I don't know how to do that. Well, the great thing is you don't really have to. A lot of times you can set these things up to where they automatically do it. I like to automate as much as possible. Go to our website again. I've said it before, cybersecurity.nmhs.net. At the very top, there's a tools, free tools link. Go up there, click that, and we have a webpage that, and there's a tool out there. I forget the name of it now, but there's a tool on our website where you can install, go out there and install on your computer. It scans your computer looking for all the software on your computer, and then it automatically goes out there and updates your software for you, making sure that if there's a new update, it goes and does that. And you can set it up to where it automatically does it, or it sends you an alert, and then once a day or once a week, you get these alerts in your email saying, do you want to update it or not? And you decide which ones you want to do. Great resource. Go check that out. Number three, change all of your passwords and rotate them every 90 days. I know it's a pain. I hate passwords, but man, so many people use the same password across their enterprise or all their sites. So many people like to use the same one and never change them. Change it. And you may say, well, how am I going to keep up with all these crazy passwords I have for everything? Get a password manager. If you don't have a password manager, go get a password manager. If you don't know where to find one, you can Google it. Or, you know what I'm about to say, go to our website, cybersecurity.nmhs.net, and we have a couple of options out there that we recommend. But get a password safe. That way you can have it. You can get it on your phone. You can get it on your computer. Get a password manager. But around passwords, I'm trying to get rid of passwords. How would you like to get rid of passwords? Well, one thing you can do, I know my bank does it, a lot of sites are starting to do this, which is called MFA or multi-factor authentication, where I don't need a password. I go to my bank, I go to log in, I click I want to log in, it sends me a code to my phone, I put that code in, or it just says, my phone pops up and says, are you trying to log into to USAA? And I say, yep, and I click it. Are you trying to log into this website? Yes, whatever the bill payer is. So check out your bills, your mortgage lender, whoever it may be. See if they have an option on there. Most of them have options today where you can sign up for multi-factor authentication using your phone as your password. It's incredible. That's much more safe because the bad guys could steal your password, but they're not going to steal your phone, right? I mean, that's much less likely. So check that out. Number four, install antivirus and malware protection on your devices. This is what I call eighth grade level security. This is old. This is not something I should even be talking about. But so many people don't have basic antivirus or malware protection. Again, that's basics. There's more things you need to do like we've been talking, but that is basic security. And you don't have to spend a lot of money on that. In fact, I really don't want you to spend any of it. The government requires that you get malware protection for free as individuals. They can sell it to you, but they're required to give you a free version of it, and that free version is just as good as a paid version. So go check out the free versions. If you're not sure which ones that have them, they all have them, but sometimes they bury them in their websites. Again, that's on our website, cybersecurity.nmhs.net. Go check it out. But install antivirus and malware protection. Set it to automatic. When you first load it, it'll ask you, do you want this to automatically update? Have it automatically update so you can fire and forget. The last thing, the fifth thing I would say you can go do today that you need to do to protect your digital identity, to protect yourself on the digital web, avoid public Wi-Fi. Now, this one always gets a lot of people because they're like, I travel, or man, I go to the coffee shop on Saturdays and I read, I do this. What do you mean avoid public Wi-Fi? How am I going to live without Wi-Fi? Well, most of us have a smartphone today. Most of us have 5G. You can use your phone as a hotspot. Use a personal hotspot. Do not use public Wi-Fi. Use a personal hotspot. You can turn your phone into a public spot or a personal hotspot. Connect your computer to it. Apple does this very well. So if you have an Apple user, you can do that. But if you don't want to use your phone, you don't want to eat up, you know, whatever on your phone, or your phone's not that good, whatever it may be. If you're still a flip phone day guy or gal, some people have, may not have that capability on your phone. Well, guess what? AT&T, Verizon, a lot of them out there have hotspots. Just go to Amazon. I was looking the other day. You can buy a personal hotspot, and most of them are under $300. They're 5G. They run on the same network as your phone does. And I have one myself. I keep it in my backpack. And when I travel, I do it. Now, let me tell you, my hotspot is not on a contract. It's a prepaid. And the reason I do that is because I only pay for it when I'm using it. So I go in there and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be out of town next month. I pay for that month. But I don't pay for the months that if I'm not going to be using it. Here recently, I've been traveling a lot more, so I've been paying for it. But I just use a prepaid, and it's 5G. It works extremely well. Now when I'm at the airport, when I'm at Starbucks, wherever I'm at, I know I'm protected because that hotspot has got the protections on it, and I'm the only one with that passcode, and so it's mine. So get you a hotspot, a personal mobile hotspot, whether you use your phone or whether you use an individual one, get one of those. Those are five things. Educate yourself. Keep your computer and your software up to date. Change all your passwords. Rotate them. Or better yet, change over to multi-factor authentication. Install antivirus and malware protection on your devices. And lastly, again, avoid public Wi-Fi by using your own personal hotspot when you travel and when you're in public. Those are five things you can do today. And honestly, all five of those didn't cost you anything. Most of it's right there on the things that you have. Again, check out our website, cybersecurity.nmhs.net, for more tips, more resources, and a lot of these are on there today. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We are here to support you and are so glad you chose to spend time with us today. We hope this podcast helps you understand what connected feels like. Please don't forget to check back at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Castos for more episodes.